warm welcome to the best podcast in the world. This is Nick Cibusek, your most favorite host of podcasts in the world. I'm going to be Joe Rogan with my co-host, Rado, the boss, Bossage.
My Jamie or just...
Probably.
Okay. So I'm going to have to pull up info now.
That's it. All right, let's get it done. Today's topic, we're going to talk about some stuff where we just have to hit that because a lot of people just don't have the time for training. And I think we just have to tackle that issue. Rado, how much time do you have for training usually?
Well, right now, not so much because obligations are present. So I usually like plan a time frame of 2 to 2.5 hours max.
Yeah,
and because I have a frequency of 4 times a week, that tends to work quite well.
Yeah,
so no more than that. Like in the past, it used to be a lot more because I had more time, so I had the flexibility to have 3-hour training sessions. And it simply takes that long because, like, I know that I have no pressure, and then I can take the time to, you know, warm up, I ramp up to working weight, I can rest a lot longer in between working sets. And I'm simply more relaxed now. Right now, when you have other stuff going on, kind of forces you to adapt to it.
All right.
How about you?
Actually, I have less time for training right now, and I don't want to train too long, as I had the same experience. I had training sessions that took me like 3 to 4 hours sometimes, and I was like, okay, I need to get that issue done because it just takes too much away from my day. And I still want my training progress. That was a very important one for me. So how can I do that? I have to be more efficient in training. And so I had to schedule my training a little bit different. And what was also a very important one to get it done in a shorter amount of time in the end. And I think... Well, like years ago, I trained like 6 times a week and I trained very, very less than that. I trained like 4 times a week and I know people who do 3 times a week and still have amazing progress. I mean, there's like one of our athletes, she's like training 3 times a week and training for 1.5 hours and still having amazing results, squatting more than 100 kg and doing ring muscle ups and all that stuff. So it is possible, but the only issue with that was we had to actually schedule that very well. So I think the very important one right here is the first one that is very important at that point. I mean, to structure your day is a very important one. And for me, it is a very classic and a very important one. Training is normal to me. And it should be for everyone who wants to have certain goals. So I think a very important one is, I think that leads now to you. Training is your choice.
Yeah, it's a realization I had to make because, you know, I was in high school and I had a lot of time, and that just allowed me to, you know, work whenever I want and how long I want. But when I came into uni and the jobs I have and everything else, I found a lot of excuses for myself to not do my training sessions. And I found myself telling myself, you don't have the time to train, you know? And I thought about it for a long time. And it wasn't until I realized that training is not a must. You know, no one forces me to do this stuff. It's my own choice. It's stuff that I do in my free time.
That's not true. That's not true. I force you.
In a way. Yeah. In a way you do. But what I was going with that is, if it's one of your priorities, you'll find the time in it in a day, no matter what. You know? So the same way you find time to brush teeth and to wash yourself, the same way with training, you know, if it's enough importance for you, one of your priorities, you'll plan the time for it in a day. So stuff like I have no time, of course it happens sometimes when you really, really are full of obligations, but you're not into it 24/7, 365, you know. So just as I said, it's important for you to find the time.
I think that's also a very important one right here. I choose to train. I want to train. I know all the stuff that it helps me so much with so much stuff in my life. So I just feel better. I feel more energized and all that stuff. So if I don't train, I just feel shit. I feel like crap. I love to train. And the very important one right here is prioritizing your training doesn't mean you have to have 3 hours of training. It's just bringing it in like 3 or 4 times a week for 1 to 2 hours. That's it. That's what I'm talking about. I think that's the very important one right here. Everybody is like, yeah, but I can't train like the young people. I don't have the time for that. Yeah, me too. I do work a lot. And it's still something that's very important for me. And I also make the time for my friends and family. And I think that's the very important part to have it in here. It has to be something that you prioritize. But it doesn't have to be like I do that for hours and hours and hours and every day. No, it's not like that. I think there are some ways to bring it in so that you can just do it a little bit more effective. And that's the very important one right here, what we have to talk about. How can I make my training sessions more effective when I don't have too much time for it? It's still something that I want to do. I want to bring it into my week. I think everybody who listens to this podcast is probably pretty much into sports. I don't need to tell you, go training. You're a beginner, go training, just start training. You probably already are training and you may have the issue that you don't know. Okay, I want to train and I'll very often come to the case that I have actually the issue that I just don't have enough time to train. To train in the way that I thought that I need to get the results that I want. And we are here to talk about that issue actually in the end, to get that done, that you have a little bit more efficiency in your actual training session so that you just don't have to bring in too much time for that. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So I think we can start off with some warm-ups. I think that's the most common issue where people just waste time, actually. What do you think about that? I see you smiling, Rado.
Yes, because I've been there. Been there, done that. Like 30 minutes of warming up every session, it's too much. You don't need to warm up that long. So yeah. Training is, warm-ups are obviously an important part of training, huh? But it shouldn't be that long that it affects the rest of your training time negatively. So having around about 5 to 15 minutes maximum warming up is a good general guideline to follow, I would say.
I think the very important one right here is just you have to do two things. Bring up the body temperature. So it can make sense to, I don't know, let's go to the let's do some running for 5 minutes, slow pace, just get the heat up. I don't know, get the body temperature up, whatever you do for that. And then you just do some specialized work that you probably need to do. And this is something we actually do that with our clients. They have a proper warm up. They have like 4 exercises they do all the time. I write that down all the time. It's very important to me. You do that. You don't jump into your exercise, but this is what you actually need. And this is classically maybe something like we call that a mobility routine, a full body mobility routine. We have a video series for that. And you just go through that. That's something, I don't know, but how much time takes that? 5 minutes?
It's like 5 to 10 minutes, something like that.
Something like that. You go through that motions and you're done. You're probably pretty warm afterwards. And then you just do some special work, like I don't know, maybe you have some issues. Maybe we have to work on your hips or something to get you ready for squats. Or maybe there's something we need to do for your shoulder set. And you do some special exercise for that and you're good to go. Usually everyone is done after 10 to 15 minutes every time. And that's a very important one, to get that done in your warm up. You don't need foam rolling exercises and I need to run for 20 minutes before. And then I do all my special exercises that everybody on the YouTube tells me to do.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to realize that your warm up sets are not your working sets, and you don't need as long of a rest time in between them as you need on working sets. So, you know, like ramping up the weight on a barbell, going up and up, the first few sets, you probably don't need any rest. So you can just go in the flow, do the reps, load the plates, do the reps, load the plates. And in that way, just having this time efficiency already puts you up to success. Notice to be time efficient. So
that's so important.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's a very important one that we talked about, the warm up, but there's also some other time consuming stuff in there. And I think I experienced that myself. What do I do in between sets? And actually what I would really recommend to everyone, and I'm someone who didn't do it, and very often I don't do it, and I always piss myself off with that. Just turn your phone into flight mode. Don't go on social media. Be with yourself in the 3 minutes that you're resting between heavy sets. Be with yourself. Maybe have a little chat with another person, but just don't go on your phone. Just don't do it.
Yeah, it's so hard, because this process of checking the phone just became so automatized. And I've noticed myself, like first few sessions when I went into airplane mode, it was really tough for me not to go for my phone, in between sets.
Yeah.
But it was probably one of the best decisions I could make for myself in order to manage my time better in between sets, and also just being a bit more mindful about the process and the stuff that I do.
Absolutely.
Being more into it, just being more present and aware.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
That's so important. And in the beginning, I was always like, what if there's an important message?
Yeah.
What if? Yeah. You know what? If there was an important message, someone would have called you, probably. And what can you actually usually do that can't wait for the next hour? It's not like that you're a doctor and you need to come to the next accident and rescue someone's life. Probably not. So when that is the issue, everything can be fixed afterwards.
At least if you're a doctor, don't listen to this advice. So don't put your phone on airplane mode.
When I realized that, it gave me so much freedom to myself to just, you can't wait. Nobody's dying. They are not dying. Nobody is dying. Nobody who's messaging you is going to die now. If he would have called you. That was so important to me. Fuck. All right. I think that's a very important one, to get that done in between the sets. But this is also another thing. How do you approach your assistance work?
Yeah, I've been guilty of it in the past because, I still am a big proponent of being efficient with assistance work because of the benefits it has on the main work. But it can go into this extreme direction of where assistance work almost becomes like main work. Yeah. And then it almost takes you longer to finish that than the main work, because you usually have, more exercises and a bigger volume because of the increased amount of exercises. And looking at it right now, looking back to the time when I trained like that, it's just, wasn't efficient with my time, and there's no need to do that because assistance work should stay assistance work. No? So should be relatively quickly through it. Shouldn't be too high intensities, because also takes a toll on your main work if you overdo it. No? So it's not only a time issue, it's also a team management issue. No?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just do the RPEs that are prescribed for assistance work, and it's usually like around about 6 to 8 most of the time, unless it's an isolation exercise. And because of that, and because of the reduced rest times that you put yourself in, it should be relatively quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
How's your experience with it?
I have actually the same experience with that. Helped me a lot to get my mind off that it is not a main exercise. And I always preach that. When I talk to our clients, because I see that very often with people who just join for the first time to a coaching, they mostly have that problem. And people who come from a coaching into our coaching very often don't have that issue, but it also happens. It also happens. It's not a main exercise. Come on. We just have to tackle that issue. Of course. Yeah. And it, you know, the thing with that is people are very ambitious, and they think if they do it that way, if they kill themselves on that, they just get more results out of it. And the issue with that is, yes, you probably get, like, I don't know, let's say like 5% more, but you also increase the fatigue so much that you probably can't do the main work for the next day very properly. And that's an issue that come on, man. It's about the main work when it comes to training. It's not about the assistance. The main work needs to get better. The assistance is here to get the main work better, not better, not more shitty. You know, that's something that helped me so much, and it helps so many people that we work with so much when they realize, okay, I'm doing this to get better. That's so important at that point. And once you have that done, a lot of people just get it done so much faster, with a little bit less weight, less fatigue, and just progress better. And that's the very important one right here. Harder is always better. Smarter is better. And that's the very important one. When it comes to training, and we talk about we want to do it faster, we don't want to spend that much time on it, then we come to the point where we have to think about it on a way, okay, if I can't invest that much time, I have to do it smarter. Of course, the less I do, the more effective I have to be. That's classic. I mean, that's for everything. If you want to work less, you have to do it more efficiently. That's classic. I mean, come on. This is why a car was built. when you go to a building site, we are doing buildings a little bit more effective than we did it 2,000 years ago as humans. And that's the same thing that we are doing here. Do it smarter. We are building. Let's do it smarter. And that's the point. Yeah? And if you don't have the knowledge to get there, to do it smarter, and you need some help with that, we are here. I mean, come on. That's what we are doing for a living.
Yeah.
I think that's a very important part.
Yeah. Made the experience, like, once I got into coaching and got myself coached, like, it just took away so much of the thinking behind the process and just made everything automatized, and I was able to just go into sessions and execute. You know, I didn't have to think, all right, I have to do this exercise, or what comes after this, how much rest time do I have to put in, how many repetitions, whatever. Just everything in front of you, you have this list, you go one by one and just execute it, you know.
Yeah.
It just saves up so much time.
Yeah.
And in that way, you actually do more with less, which is, sounds paradoxical, but it really is like that.
Yeah, because you know, you hired a professional at that point, and that gives you also the safety that you know, okay, everything in here is done for my goals, which is very important under the circumstances that I have. Because every good coach talks about you, okay, what are the circumstances that you have? How much time do you have for training? What is actually the stuff that you can use for training? I mean, what machines, what barbells, what bar do you have? Do you have parallels and all that stuff? It's all in there, you know? You're just doing the stuff that you can actually use. And time is one of these things. Well, time is actually a very important one right here. And once you have that, you have the safety, everything that I do is in favor to my goals. And that's so important to get that safety into the head.
Yeah, I always like to use this car mechanic analogy. Like, if your car breaks down, you can probably fix it by yourself, you know? You can just DIY or type into YouTube and try to find a solution. But that's probably going to take you a lot longer, so to figure stuff yourself out,
yeah,
than to simply take it to a professional, just take it to a car mechanic who obviously knows the issue right by seeing it, and boom, tack, the issue is done. No time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing with this stuff.
Yeah, that's so important. So I think one of the best solutions to get your training done in a better time with better, actually, results in the end is getting a professional help at the end. Yeah. And it's really about get a coach. That's it. I'm getting you into getting a coach. Because it's just a smarter way at that point. No? All right. I think we covered the most stuff right here. I hope you liked that episode. If you know someone who has a very rare time for training but still wants to reach their goals, please, please do this guy a favor. Send him this episode so he can profit from that. I know you know someone. Send him that one over and get him the help that he may need. All right. Thanks a lot for listening to this episode. If you want to get in touch with us, it's very easily done. You can actually hit us up on Instagram with Barbell Coaching, or you take immediately the ride to our website, bar-bellcoaching.de/links, and can easily go to our website and schedule your first call with us. And we just have a chat about, okay, what's going on in your life? How can we help you? This call is absolutely for free, and this is no pressure or something. We just want to get to know you and if we are the right ones to help you. All right. Have an amazing day. Have a short and effective training, and catch you on the next episode. Goodbye.